The debate continues.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us this Wednesday morning. Lawmakers have been getting an earful on health care reform from their constituents coast to coast. About 2,800 people showed up for Representative Brian Baird's meeting on health care in Washington State last night. On the other side of the country, Congressman Barney Frank took on critics at his own rowdy forum on health care and financial reform in Dartmouth, Massachusetts. More than 500 people attended there, with some shouting and booing as Frank spoke. And the debate continues over health care. Some on Capitol Hill are wondering how much money is at stake for insurers. They're taking matters into their own hands. Here's Marketplace's Elisa Roth.
Henry Waxman, the representative from California, and Bart Stupak, who's from Michigan, want to know more about the inner workings of health insurance companies. So this week, they sent out letters to more than 50 of the biggest players in the country. In the letter, the two say they're examining executive compensation and other business practices in the health insurance industry. They're asking how much executives are earning, plus a whole bunch of other stuff, like how much policyholders pay in premiums and how much the companies pay out in claims. The letter asked the companies to answer by early September. Legally, the companies don't have to respond, but Congress could eventually subpoena the information. It's not a coincidence this letter just went out. Last weekend, President Obama said he's being pushed to reconsider a public option for health insurance. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
World markets are singing a sour note today. European shares are down across the board right now, mostly under a percent. Asian shares closed lower today. The Chinese benchmark lost nearly 4.5%, and in the past couple of weeks, it's been down by 20%. The Hang Seng was down nearly 1.75%, its lowest showing in a month. But some green on Wall Street yesterday. The S&P 500 added 1%, NASDAQ a little more than 1%, and the Dow just under 1%. Oil prices rose to near $70 a barrel today in Asia. That's the second day of a rally after U.S. crude inventories fell last week. Profits at Hewlett-Packard dropped by 19% in the latest quarter. It was hurt by ongoing weakness in sales of computers, personal computers, and printer ink. Some people overseas are worried about a little BAM with their music jam. The European Commission in Brussels has launched an inquiry into exploding iPods. Consumer protection officials are investigating claims in a handful of European countries that both iPods and iPhones have combusted. Our man in London, Stephen Beer, joins us this morning with more. Hi, Stephen.
Good morning, Steve.
So what's going on with this?
There's been a small series of reported incidents in Britain, France, Holland, Sweden, where iPhones and iPods suddenly caught fire. They burst into flames. In the French case, it was an iPhone which started to crackle and pop before it exploded. In the British case, it was an iPod which started hissing before it went up in a terrific puff of smoke 10 feet in the air.
So it sounds pretty dangerous. I mean, anybody injured from these explosions?
Not seriously, it seems, although in one case, apparently, a bystander suffered minor eye injuries from metal and plastic splinters. There's been some damage to property. A car seat apparently was severely burnt, and all the devices, all the iPhones and the iPods concerned, were apparently totally destroyed.
So the European Commission is launching this investigation. What is Apple saying?
Apple says these are isolated incidents. We're talking here about fewer than a dozen cases that have been reported. And the company points out 226 million of these devices, all the different iPods and the iPhone, have been sold in Europe. So they're saying this is not a widespread problem, but they're waiting to receive the remnants of the blown up iPods and iPhones to find out exactly what went wrong.
Stephen Beard joining us from London this morning. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
Sony and Best Buy are getting together to sell a multi-room audio system. The electronics chain will promote it with demonstration displays in most of its stores. The $700 system is called Altus and consists of transmitters in the form of a couple of iPod docking stations and a piece of USB hardware that connects to a PC. The transmitters send the audio signal wirelessly to small speakers that plug directly into power outlets, a subwoofer, or even a conventional stereo system.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
Brett Favre just can't seem to retire. After two attempts in as many years, the NFL legend has agreed to come back, this time with the Minnesota Vikings. Marketplace's Amy Scott looked into what the news could mean for the team's bottom line.
Brett Favre's second comeback is causing a stir in the Twin Cities. For 16 seasons, he played for the Vikings' arch rivals, the Green Bay Packers. University of Minnesota marketing professor George John says his son called him from football camp to share the news.
He's the most recognized football figure in the Upper Midwest. People are passionate about him, and the casual fan will be energized by this.
That energy could mean big business for the Vikings in sales of tickets and purple number 4 jerseys. Paul Swangard teaches sports marketing at the University of Oregon.
Licensing revenue, butts and seats, and obviously the sponsors and the advertisers who will want to associate them all combined together, it's a nice little benefit.
The Vikings are taking a risk. After a strong start with the New York Jets last season, Favre's performance fell apart. But with several NFL records under his belt, Viking fans hope Favre is just what the team needs to make a run for the Super Bowl. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Finally, cranberry production in the United States is projected to drop by 10% from last year's record-breaking crop. That's even as worldwide demand for the berry rises. The state with the largest projected decrease is Massachusetts, where the crop was expected to fall 20%. The report blamed cool, wet weather, which reduces pollination. Makes you want to cherish that muffin for breakfast this morning. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being here. Have a great day.
American Public Media.